Richard Keller has entered year six of his fight to regain his life after getting blown up in Iraq. Doctors had to reattach his nose, he has a traumatic brain injury, and then there are the emotional wounds of war, flashbacks, nightmares, insomnia.
Sometimes I'll wake up screaming battle orders.
These are the classic signs of PTSD, and that was Keller's diagnosis. That is until 2 years ago when he went to the forensic psychiatry clinic at Madigan Army Hospital to see whether he qualified for permanent medical retirement. The answer was yes, but the results were not what Keller expected. He reads from the report.
The psychological test findings were not consistent with a diagnosis of a major mental disorder such as PTSD.
Not only that, the report said he had clearly embellished some of his symptoms. Keller was crushed.
To get wounded and then be called a liar, I was angry. For the first time, I was really angry at the Army because I felt like I was being thrown away.
Then, earlier this year, Keller was invited to get reassessed for PTSD. There were widespread allegations the forensic psychiatry unit at Madigan was routinely denying troubled soldiers a PTSD diagnosis. Washington Senator Patty Murray led the effort to give soldiers a second look.
My concern is that every single soldier who has mental health disability, PTSD, get the support that they need and they're adequately cared for.
Murray's office says so far more than 100 soldiers have had their PTSD diagnosis restored. Former Staff Sergeant Richard Keller just received his results. He reads from the new report.
It appears that the Staff Sergeant has constantly been experiencing symptoms of PTSD since returning from his deployment, and that his PTSD symptoms do not appear to have gone into remission.
Keller says the new diagnosis may or may not affect his disability rating and pay, but he says that's not the point. Most important to him, he feels vindicated. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.